Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You get to choose it. PYP. Pick your prize.
You know it. Okay, today's Pick Your Prize winner is Brenda Sapa of Big Lake, Minnesota. Brenda, you just won $100 cash prize, and you will be entered in to qualify for the $10,000 Pick Your Prize drawing that we're going to draw, I think, a week from Friday. So this goes for 2 weeks. And if you haven't registered for the MyTalk Pick Your Prize, here's what you need to do. Go to your MyTalk app. If you don't have one, download it in the App Store and register right on there. It's pretty easy. You need an email address and a couple pieces of information. And every day, each weekday, now through March 31st, we'll award four winners during all of our weekly shows, $100 each. And then they are entered the grand prize drawing for a chance to pick their prize at a $10,000 value. You can see the full list of Pick Your Prize options at mytalk1071.com. And details are there, too. It's keyword prize on mytalk1071.com. Big darn deal. I'd love to win $10,000 towards something. And
pretty good odds,
Lori.
Because there's not that many people that'll be entered.
I know it. And it gives people a chance too, to experience our MyTalk app, which is so great. It gives you live programming. You can also listen to replays whenever you want. You can go on walks with us. You can take us in your car and off times, you know, whatever you want. It's really a really great dynamic app. And we always give away prizes every month. So this is on top of the monthly prizes that we're giving away.
All kinds of great listener rewards that are in there. We've got, let's just, for an example, we've got a Bose wireless speaker.
Yeah.
We've got gift cards to Ooh La La, Bubbly Paws, which is a great place to get your dog pet cleaned if you needed to, Culver's, greatest burger out there. And you have four chances daily to win $100 and be eligible for that Pick Your Prize, too, just by signing up for our listener rewards. So all kinds of great stuff.
So Brenda Sapa, congratulations.
Congrats.
Very fun. All right, so Lori, tell us what we're doing.
Okay, so delightful interview this morning. I was so happy. I guess I wasn't sure that they would be out promoting this already, but Viola Davis, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon have been making the rounds because the Michael Jordan movie called Air, which is about the agent who had the idea for Nike to do this partnership, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon wrote it and directed it. I don't know if Matt Damon directed it, but he's in it.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, Ben Affleck
definitely.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck directed.
And Viola Davis and her husband, Julian, are playing Michael Jordan's parents. And it debuted at South by Southwest this weekend. Rave reviews from the trades. And so maybe let's start, Grant, with Viola working with her husband. And I don't think they've worked together in a while.
Yeah.
And he's an actor, but we don't see his name much. So here she is talking about working with him.
And that scene that they have together as Michael Jordan's parents, when Matt Damon initially introduces himself to try to start this thing, it's in the trailer. If you check it out, hysterical. Very funny scene. Yeah. So let's listen to this.
Mm-hmm. And you just talked about this hunk that you're married to. He was actually in the movie as well. He's Jordan's dad.
Yeah, he was.
Was it fun acting together?
We love working together. I always, like I say all the time, we're the fun. Exactly who we are what we are in private. We are fun. We laugh all the time. It was a great time. And he's just like, whenever his name is mentioned in the cast, he's like, D, it's been a long time since someone mentioned me in a review. He just, you know, he's thrilled.
Michael said, like, this, my dad had the best personality of anyone I knew.
Yeah.
And Julius is that guy. And he's the guy, everybody loves him. Mm-hmm. And he brings that energy to the set where it's just like, he makes it fun and fabulous. And they were both perfect.
I love it. I love it.
So, and then here's Matt Damon talking about having Viola Davis playing Michael Jordan's mom, because it was, Damon and Affleck were like, she's the only one who can, and we have to get her to say
to pull
yes.
it off, yeah.
But Michael Jordan demanded that. Did you know that? Michael Jordan,
right.
They sat down with him with the idea that they want to do this, and he basically said, only under one, you know, I've got one restriction, and it has to be that Viola Davis plays my mom.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
You've always surrounded yourself with greatness with that man right there. Your friendship over the years has been tremendous. And this is the first, though. This movie is the first of your production company together. Why did it take you so long to get the company together?
Well, we probably needed
other companies. This is just the real company in the sense of having investment and stuff other than a sort of pass-through company.
Yeah, we probably had to do... No, that's all right. We probably had to do 30 years each making movies before people started to take us seriously.
Come on.
No. So, but yeah, it was... this was a great movie to start with for us. You know, it's a type of movie we grew up loving. You know, it's really based on the writing and the acting and, you know, having Viola Davis in your movie is kind of like having Michael Jordan on your basketball team.
Nice.
You know, it's like, as long as you don't do anything stupid, it's going to be pretty great.
As you get out of the way.
Well, yeah.
Pass the ball.
Okay, so Lori, there was an extended interview on CBS Sunday Morning with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Matt Damon, I just want to do a little side note, was wearing the most interesting combination shoe that looked like a Mary Jane with a thick rubber sole. It was such a funny looking shoe. I couldn't look past it, but they did say some interesting things about the movie. And basically, the movie is being compared kind of to the Jerry Maguire of now. It's that kind of a feel-good sports movie. They really want people to get out and watch it. I think Grant and I are going to the screening next Monday night. Very excited about this movie. But Ben Affleck basically said, he and Matt, this was their happiest time. They go, they're with each other on the set. Ben's directing. They trust each other. Kind of like you and I, we know what each other's going to say, kind of. We know the look that each other's going to do. Mm-hmm. And just how much fun it was to do this. And their production company is some simple name. I can't think of what it's called. Like Up Production or whatever it's called. But their whole thing is that for streamers, they're trying to get the people below the line, the grip people, the cameraman people, the, you know, script handlers, all the people that you don't see on the screen paid more. So their whole strategy at their new production company, and this is their first film, is that people below the line share more of the revenue instead of the stars. So that's kind of their whole thing. But they just said it was so much fun. And Viola Davis was just beyond. But it was a really good story on CBS this morning, yesterday, about them. And then their next movie is on with J-Lo.
I heard this movie, Unstoppable.
Yep.
And he didn't want to admit, but then he said, yeah, I believe J-Lo is in the movie. And it's about a one-legged wrestler.
Who actually wrestled, Grant probably knows who this is, at ASU. And
the legless guy?
Yeah, I
don't know his name, but yeah, that's an amazing story. That was from about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, so that's
the new movie.
Yep.
They're making a movie of that?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah,
you know?
Unstoppable. Hey. And J-Lo is going to be in it as what part? I have no idea.
Maybe the mom?
Well, I think the heritage of the young man was Hispanic, I believe. I'm not 100% sure. He might have been African-American, but yes, that was one of the most amazing stories in wrestling, and I'm really, but I honestly, though, if knowing the story itself from what I know, I don't see how these two would be a good fit for this at all.
Right.
But we shall see. We shall see.
And, you know,
there's so many other actors out there that could fit that wrestling mentality better than those two.
Yeah.
Well, Ben Affleck is directing, so he's not in it.
Okay, he's not in it.
And J-Lo would just be the mom, I think.
Okay, if that's the case, then yeah, I can deal with that. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. But anyway, the Jerry Maguire of our generation, that sounds good to me. All the critics loved it. I mean, I'm super excited.
Getting, yeah, rave reviews. And I did like, because we haven't seen Viola do any interviews since she became an EGOT winner.
You're right.
And so here's Roberts asking Viola about how she feels about joining the EGOT club.
Okay, EGOT. You just got the Grammy. Only 18 can say they are an EGOT with all four of those.
I know. I'm telling you, little six-year-old Viola is just squealing. You know, I keep thinking about like six-year-old Viola. If I like went back and said, let me tell you something, Viola, you're going to be married to a really hunk of a man. You're going to win a Grammy, a Tony, you know, and all. I think she would have just, it would have made her day. Probably would have made her walk into school with a little bit more swagger.
More swagger. Already had swagger. A little bit.
Yeah.
I was glad to see someone ask her about that.
She's so lovely.
Remember all the times we've met her on the red carpet? Yes. How nice she was.
Lovely.
At the SAGs, you guys got to talk to her?
Yes, a lot. Tanya knew her.
That's great. Yeah, I'm happy to hear that she's
our red carpet pal. Oh, she's lovely.
She says she basically would say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
And her publicist is pulling her away. And she's like, let me say hi. She's just real chill. And
remember her roommate from Juilliard, I believe, lives in Minnesota. And when HGTV did that, Celebrity Remodels Their Friends' Homes, they did it in Minneapolis for her friend here. Yes. So I think it's her bestie. Anyway, she's lovely. We got to go, Grant, because it's time for the Dirt Alert with Grant.
Hey, everybody, Lori and Julia here for First Equity Mortgage. David and the team, they know that it is always, no matter when you buy a home, it's always can just be a stressful situation because it's not something that you do all the time. So
absolutely,
they know that you want to work with somebody that understands loans, understands from you what your financial goals are. You know exactly what you can spend. They'll figure out, okay, this is when you could possibly refinance, but they are your mathematician, financial wizards, if you will, in putting you in the right loan for you.
We love David. We love the team. And like you said, how do you know what the best mortgage is that's going to work with you? But more importantly, the community here knows First Equity. And when you're buying a house and there's competition, the real estate people are going to guide their clients to go with people that I know are going to close and deliver. And that's First Equity. Go to My Talk, keyword David.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Grant, what do you got for us?
Well, let's start this one out with some really sad and concerning news here surrounding Amanda Bynes. She has been placed on psychiatric hold after roaming the streets of L.A. naked. She had reportedly waved down a car herself to have them call 911, where she was taken into a nearby police station. And she was basically held on what's called a 5150 psychiatric hold. I don't know too much about that, but this is scary.
Was she... She called 911 herself.
Yes.
Apparently, she told the driver she was coming down from a psychotic episode. Then she called 911. I mean, how scary. And then TMZ's law enforcement moles have claimed that she was taken to the police station where they said she needs to be on a 5150 hold. So she's hospitalized. And she was supposed to be at... the 90s con in Connecticut this weekend. And it would have been her first public appearance since she was freed from her 9-year conservatorship a year ago.
Yeah.
So,
do you think the stress of that, anxiety?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
It was a big deal that 90s con
she found downtown LA.
Yeah.
Wandering out with no clothes on.
That was a kind of a big kind of a get together. I know, like Melissa Joan Hart. The guy, you know, what's his name from Saved by the Bell? A few of those characters were all there.
This
is a big deal. So, yeah, maybe she just had some pressure there. Sad news.
Well, I mean, if you know, whatever is going on mentally, I don't know if she said that she's had bipolar before, but I mean, it's a great sign for Amanda that she herself flagged a car down and managed to ask for help.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely needs the help. Mm-hmm. So, well, let's move over to a little... Is Rob Marciano, he's a part...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Part of Good Morning America, correct? He's the weatherman that
weather
we haven't
guy.
The weather
yeah.
guy. We haven't seen him in a long time. Well, this is all according to Page Six. Now, there is a reason apparently why we haven't been seeing him, but he wants to come back. And multiple sources are telling Page Six that his ban from the Times Square studios, where they shot Daily Shots, was, you know, after he made a colleague feel uncomfortable last year. But he was found to have done something that was improper. But he was punished for it, and they said it was only going to be a few months, but now it's continued into over 7 months that he has not been on the air, and he wants to be back on the air. So do you guys have any idea of what they're holding back?
Okay, he was going through a divorce.
Yes, that was also. He was seeking counseling for the divorce in addition to that, but I don't know if that has any reason as to why they're still keeping him off the air.
Well, they're saying
they're making him
he made a female employee feel uncomfortable, and there were times when Rob Marciano... was very cranky and angry, and unsavory behavior on his part. He was pulled off to deal with it, and he's back. He's been back. But they're being extra cautious, I think, after everything with TJ and Amy. Go ahead, Lori.
Well, he also, if you've noticed, he only reports from bad weather zones.
Always, Lori.
They always have him on the road for the last few months.
So they're putting him out in the hurricane.
Always. You know, because they're also using more Sam Shepard, who used to work there, and they've been bringing him back more.
Sam Champion.
Sam, thank you. Sam Champion when Ginger is out and about. Yeah.
So basically, are we saying that because I'm just curious as to why he got let back on.
He can only report from the field.
From the field.
There something happened with the female.
The person he made feel uncomfortable was, I think, a producer.
Okay.
On the morning show.
Okay.
And so they just have him on a banishment. We were shocked. I remember when he was the co-host of Entertainment Tonight.
And left
that show.
To be a weatherman.
Because he loves weather.
Yes. I know. Yeah. And just GMA adjacent, TJ and Amy ran the half marathon in New York this weekend.
Oh, hell. Oh, just so cute.
Honestly.
Just want you to know. And her daughter is hanging out with her ex. I think those kids are pissed.
He's like her dad. He was like, she was like four when they got together.
Yeah. Ugh.
That's not going to go away.
Well, in New York City, you were talking about the marathon, a little transition here to New York City. This one's concerning. Wendy Williams was out on the town on Friday night, last Friday, and sources tell Page Six exclusively that she was drinking quite a bit while she was out. She was at a gay bar, and it was called The Townhouse. And she, you know, there's this podcaster named Rob Shutter who had seen her there, and she was sitting all by herself and then lit up like a Christmas tree when someone knew her and told him to come over and then invited all these people over. And from what other people saying is that she kept saying she wanted to get drunk tonight, you know, and she was definitely putting them down. This is following her stint in rehab.
She's struggling.
Struggling.
She really has been struggling, hasn't she, Lori?
And I think she's on Ozempic.
Everyone is.
Were you surprised?
Everyone's on Ozempic.
Yeah.
These poor diabetic people who can't get their medication.
Everyone's on Ozempic. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. Wish me luck.
You are not.
I've got type 2 diabetes really bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then in that conversation that Shutter had with Wendy, he said that she's ready. She told that she's ready to move to L.A. She wants to get out of New York City, and other patrons at the townhouse had said that she was not hiding her drinking at all. So this was clearly just her out having fun, but like we said, after the concern of what she's been through.
Yeah. Good luck, Wendy. Jeez.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, let's take a minute to have some lighter side of news here. Demi Moore shared a really fun video over the weekend celebrating Bruce Willis's birthday party, and it's his 68th birthday. He's there with all of his kids, with his current wife, with his ex-wife. They're all together. They sang happy birthday together. I posted this to the Lori and Julia show page, and when you see it, you can really see the decline in that man.
I thought he looked happy.
He looked happy,
he
yes.
He was singing happy birthday with everyone.
Yes.
Oh, Grant, I know.
But you know, he was happy, but I could see that it felt like he wasn't there.
He has
dementia.
Advanced dementia.
Yeah.
Advanced. So. And he also has global aphasia, which means he can't speak. I mean, it's such a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. But I thought I really like yours, mine, and ours with the wives and the ex-wives. I love what they did.
They're doing a great job.
I think that's the best for the kids. Mm-hmm. I think if couples who are no longer together can get along for the kid, I think it's great.
Yep.
And Demi is living.
I know
with
she
Bruce
is.
And his wife.
Wow. I think the wife needs support, Lori.
She does. The wife keeps coming
out.
With
the kids.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a good point. And finally, we'll wrap this one up here with a little victory for Cher. Her royalties lawsuit against Sonny Bono, the widow, is going to be moved forward. It's in reference to the I Got You, Babe, and royalties. And a judge has said that he's refusing to dismiss this case, and it is moving forward. So that's good news for Cher.
Yay, Cher. Yay, Cher. All right, what's happening with traffic?
Hey, everybody, it's Lori and Julia here for Furniture Manor. And one thing I found out here, Julia, the couch here is a flex steel couch. And I know it.
We love that.
I was like, why is this couch so familiar feeling? And I just looked it up. I know I had to do it. But flex steel is one of the many great brands that are sold at Furniture Manor, which is a locally owned business. You know, we just love working with them. We always find interesting, cool things, and we can update our homes with, you know, some easy and inexpensive ways because Robin and the team, they buy so many great home jewelry accessories.
Yes, they have gorgeous accessories. The designers there will help you out, figure it out. They've got good, better, and best pricing. And if you love something on the showroom floor, you can take it with you, or they'll deliver it the next day. Or you can custom order. It's worth your time. Go to Furniture Manor and check it out.
All right. I have some very exciting news for people who have what we call in the business a lagging libido.
Oh, okay? All right.
All right.
This is kind of exciting. This is research from the Imperial College in London.
Okay.
And it would be a hormone injection, but in the early studies that they've done, it has boosted the sexual appetites of both men and women in the clinical trials. It is a treatment with kisspeptin, which is a really great name.
Okay.
It's kisspeptin. Peptin is naturally produced by our bodies and stimulates the release of other reproductive hormones. And it had the people they did in the clinical trials had hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD. And it affects about 10% of women and about 12% of men. And the study author says, of course, people who have HSDD, where they're not having any sexual desire, it's a major detrimental impact on your relationship, your mental health, and your fertility. He explains that the few existing treatment options for women can have significant side effects and limited effectiveness. And there are currently no treatments to give you a libido for men. There's a real unmet need to find new, safer, and more effective therapies for this. And our studies have provided proof of concept for the development of kisspeptin treatments. And it involved women 19 to 48, men 21 to 52. They all had this, they have very low sexual desire. And following the administration of this kisspeptin, they all felt horny.
That's awesome.
Wow,
Lori.
Yeah, the first study, they noticed it improved sexual and attraction brain activity in the women who reported just feeling more sexy during the treatment. And in the second trial, it involved the men, and it found the penile rigidity was up almost 60%. And the men, too, described feeling sexier in their mind. And so these findings are very encouraging, because not only would it be able to help people who have this very low sexual libido, but it also could help because sometimes people will just have unexplained low libido at different times in their life with hormone and all of that. So they're very excited about the sex shot that might put you in the mood.
This also comes into play with a lot of former addicts. When your testosterone, your sex drive goes away, and you, it's a big deal. Like, a lot of times you have to go figure out your testosterone levels because when you are on those types of drugs, it takes it away and your sex drive goes away. So it's a big, so in addition to that, for people who are former addicts, this could be a big way to kind of get that drive back and going. I love this.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
And they're hoping that, you know, it wouldn't all be injections, but they're feeling very hopeful for down the road when people do go through periods of time or have something in their health history where they just absolutely have low libido. And it is really, like, I know, like, for women and even men as they go into andropause, or women with perimenopause, you know, where you might have used to just been a horny toad, just a rager, always horny, and then all of a sudden maybe it drops off in half or it just seems to disappear and you're like, hello, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
that is something to look forward to.
Was this from the psychiatrist.com web
article? No, this is Grant. This is from the Imperial College of London.
Love it.
From the research.
I love it. I found there's multiple articles on this kisspeptin, and it's really popular as of like right in this very moment. So cool. I love it.
Yeah. So they're excited about that. Grant, I brought you this story. OnlyFans is actually very good for your sex life. This is from a new study Sexuality and Culture.
I can see why. Yeah. Makes you try new things, gets you a little adventurous, puts you out there, makes you a little vulnerable.
Bingo.
You know, I can see why this would help bring up some funky fun, you know?
Yeah.
If you're into that, you know, but if you're not, it could also scare the crap out of you. But I see how it can definitely put some pep in everybody's step when the camera's rolling.
I love you, Grant.
50% of the people.
And, did you?
Yeah, I know it. But 50% of the 500 people that were in this study said they tried new things they learned on the app.
Yes.
Their bedroom.
That's right.
Wow.
So many freaky fetishes request that it's like, hey, well, we've never done this before, but $350, let's give it a shot. You know, why not?
That's exactly right.
So I didn't realize
that OnlyFans was created by like a person.
I didn't either. So a single person kind of took the initiative to take it out of the porn industry's hands and put it in the public's hands. I like it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So anyway, so that's just a little bit of news for you. I also have this, just a few interesting sex bits of news, if you
tell us.
Okay, so, you know, the Archives of Sexual Behavior, a journal that I do read cover to cover when it comes out. You know, the conventional wisdom has always said that hooking up with an ex is a terrible idea, but sometimes breakup sex doesn't interfere with the process of ending the relationship, but it may help the process of moving on. Sometimes it's exactly the closure you need. So any of you out there that have had breakup sex this weekend, maybe it solidified, as it were, your decision that, you're done.
All right.
You really are done. Now, what do you guys think about the fact that sex toys are unregulated? Do you feel one way strongly or another about that?
Well,
yeah, I do.
I do, too, because it's internal. I mean, like, I don't know that I like knowing that, actually.
Me, too.
I don't like knowing that, Lori.
Well, that's why, Julia, when we worked with the Smitten Kitten all those years ago,
yes,
they only use and sell non toxic sex toys and lubricants.
There you go. There you go.
You know, because there is stuff that's going on. But yeah, there isn't any.
Wow.
It's the toys themselves are basically unregulated. But, you know, cosmetic and beauty stuff is unregulated, too, as far as what they say. So,
right.
You got to trust your source.
Good call.
Yeah.
We can't regulate everything. I get that. So I kind of appreciate that they're letting us, you know, try and sample on our own accord. But like you said, trust your sources. Trust your sources.
That's right. And my last tip of the day.
Okay.
Is that the penis and the vagina account for less than 10% of our erogenous zones. So people,
hey,
don't forget the rest of the body.
That's right.
Less than 10%.
Wow.
Less than 10%. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a little shocking.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that makes me want to explore some more.
That's right. Okay. That's what we have for you today, people.
Thanks, Lori. That was good.
Okay. Lori and Julia here. And, you know, Chanhassen Dinner Theaters is such an incredible place. It's so iconic. It's always the best place to celebrate a special occasion or girls' night out. And we were just there last month and saw the prom on the main stage. It was an absolute blast from start to finish. KSTP called it a crazy fun, not to miss production. We agree. The Pioneer Press raved it's a joyous evening. And Broadway World called it a blessing to the world. We were just taken by this story.
We were.
Absolutely wonderful.
Clever, full of heart, with strong anti-bullying, love is love message, and just hilarious. Go see the prom while you still can. They also have concert series at the Chan, which we love, coming up. Tribute Steely Dan, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the incredible Gwen Matthews with her gospel tribute. Lori, we've heard her the night before Easter. For tickets, visit chanhassendt.com. Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, always entertaining you. Okay, a couple things happening tonight on the old Tuberoski is Jimmy Kimmel has Jennifer Hudson sitting down with him. Steven Spielberg is going to be on Colbert, and Bob...
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Oderdink.
Oderdink.
And Melanie Lynskey and Tori Kelly are going to be on with James Corden. I know I totally said that wrong.
It's funny, though.
But there's this TMZ investigates 9/11, the fifth plane. Either of you guys heard about this?
I've heard a lot about this. This, to me, just,
Yeah, right.
Idea of it, I don't like it personally. I think it's but you guys go on this year.
Nope, we don't have to.
I have no interest whatsoever.
No.
All right, fine.
It's about the plane that didn't take off, that now they're saying the passengers wanted to take them off, and they had this evidence. I don't know. Just brings up too many bad memories.
I agree. If you're just joining us, Pick Your Prize is happening, and this is an opportunity to win $10,000 worth of something. Home remodeling, jewelry, food, to name a few. And all you have to do is download the MyTalk app if you don't have it. If you do have it, you do have to re-register for this. And register for the Pick Your Prize. And then every day on our station, four times a day, we're giving away $100 cash to someone randomly drawn. And then you, the winners, get entered into the bigger pot for the drawing on Friday the 31st to win $10,000 worth of something.
And you can see a full list of all the Pick Your Prize $10,000 options at 1071.com. And today, Brenda from Big Lape was our big winner. So congratulations to Brenda.
Brenda Sapa.
Yeah. So she's the first one in our show. I know that we're going to be giving out more throughout the week here. And it's going to be a good time.
It is. And Lori, you talked about Adam Sandler being getting the Mark Twain Comedian Prize and honor over the weekend in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I think we're going to be able to see that. I think it airs this on Sunday night on CNN.
Oh, it does. Okay, because everyone and their mother was there.
Oh, yeah. Graham posted the red carpet. Yeah. I mean, he and Jennifer Aniston were just in Paris for the premiere of the movie that they made. Everybody was there. Drew Barrymore looked so cute in her dress. I'm glad to see her wearing something slightly sexy.
She did kind of, Lori.
True.
She did look kind of cute. She is single. She is single. And Adam Sandler is just his writing and production partner. His name is Tim Hurley or something like that. Joked that the pair were responsible for 31 motion pictures with a combined Rotten Tomatoes score of 59. Which I thought was really kind of cute and funny. Okay, so that's going to be on because there was a lot that happened in that look kind of looks fun. And then Grant posted the red carpet for that.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Stone losing at the Taylor Swift, tour.
She's just rocking out like a true fan. I mean, obviously, like Lori said earlier, right? Lori, wouldn't you want to bundle up next to Taylor Swift, right?
Oh, yeah.
Pick your friends. Pick your musicians. Yeah.
She just looks like she's... And I think that they did some work together on a short film or something. There is a connection in their past that they have that makes them... That brings their friendship together. But yeah, just a fun little video of her. And also that video we mentioned of Demi Moore... that she posted of the whole family singing happy birthday to Bruce Willis. That was beautiful, too. You can see that there as well. And I updated Lori's book show list. If you didn't see that, you got to check out those. All the ones we've been talking about, right, over the last week. We've got them all listed for you.
Okay, what's Casey doing, Lori?
How's my brother? I'm expecting him to be coming home to fetch me.
Okay,
He knows to wait outside until the show is over because he's simply too noisy.
Isn't that funny? Men are noisy.
Oh, we don't know how to pick up our feet if our life depended on us.
Or to cook quietly. Or
shut a cabinet door quietly.
No, you guys are. You guys really are. That's just silly. Yep. That's just silly.
I know. You have to kind of like, Casey, he doesn't close cupboard doors.
Yeah.
He just, Grant just said that. He goes to get a glass. He leaves it open.
If we do... Sorry, go on.
What do you do?
If we do close we slam it.
I just close it after him, and I just thought, okay, he's a heathen, and he doesn't close a cupboard door. And sometimes in the morning, if I get up, I'm like really amazed that there are 5 cupboard doors open.
And you got to watch your head as you walk into the kitchen. Like, what am I going to hit here?
That's kind of cute. You know, you guys, I don't think, Lori, you saw Sunday Morning on CBS. And Grant, I don't know.
I watched it this weekend, actually.
So they did a whole thing on the Berkey, the cross-country ski race.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did?
Yes.
Yeah.
This Sunday was really good. And it was its 50th year. They did this big thing on this hunting guy and all the game food cooking.
Yes.
You know, it was a little bit for everyone this weekend.
It was a definite smorgasbord of topics, for sure.
Right.
It was good.
And if people want to have the dates, I never realized the finish line is right down Main Street in Hayward. It starts in Cable, and then it goes right down Main Street in Hayward. When I was on that trail riding a mountain bike many, many, many moons ago, it didn't end right there. But it was really cool. They close off the street, and it's all snow on Main Street in Hayward, Lori. I've never seen it.
It must be so fun.
Well, that's why I wanted to know what the dates were for next year. So if people are interested in planning ahead, because I know lodging is miserable. Because people try to rent our cabin, which is a good hike from there, to go to this. Oh, yeah. So it's February 21st through the 25th, 2024.
Yeah, 21 through the 24th, 2024.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So
wow.
It looked like so much fun. I can't believe I never knew how much fun that was. Why
I'm
are we
shocked
missing?
Because you live up in...
I do. I know. I just didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't get to every fun thing, Julia. Just like I can't get to every concert this year, but I'm trying.
Lori, you're going to make it. You are going to make it. I know somehow or another we're going to go to Taylor Swift. I just don't know.
You guys will figure it out. I got one little fun local story I just saw. So, Kaprizov, Minnesota Wild star, recently injured. Alex Ovechkin is a star for the Washington Capitals. We played them yesterday.
Yes.
And then we played the Bruins the day before, but we played the Washington Capitals, the Wild, did yesterday. Well, both Kirill Kaprizov from Russia and Alexander Ovechkin, big stars, big friends. They got together to spend time with that young man who survived being thrown off the wall at the Mall of America. So at the game, they brought him to the game. They got him seats. They took him into the locker room afterwards, took pictures with him. And Kirill Kaprizov is hurt right now. So he doesn't even need to be there. But he took the time to spend time with that young man. That's cool. This is just coming from the Star Tribune.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And that, what a recovery story from that young man.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
I know it.
Very cool.
Well, I know
very
it.
Very happy to see that he has recovered.
I know. Sure. Lori, have you done any shopping, speaking of the Mall of America?
Julia, just Long's drugstore, if you'll recall from your time in Hawaii.
It's the best drugstore. ABC. Did they take over for ABC?
ABC is still here. The ABC store is still here, but there is a need for a drugstore, you know, with the actual pharmacy and everything.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest cosmetics departments I've ever seen, from Revlon, Maybelline, Almay, NYX, Elf,
really?
Rimmel.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Really?
I've gone there twice.
Oh, I'm excited about this. So have you eaten any good restaurants, food, or anything new and different?
I know
food isn't your jam, but what have you eaten? I'm hungry.
Well, we have a couple of favorite places that we go to, the Lava Lava Lounge and the seafood bar. And we're kind of waiting for some of our, you know, fancy places, couple that we like to go to, or that I like to go to, and I drag Casey to, for when your sister is here, because I want her to go to, like, see the manta rays at the Manalani Bay Hotel, and they've got a good hula happy hour kind of thing, and same at the Manalani Bay Hotel where Kevin Costner lived when they filmed Waterworld.
Oh, nice. All good stuff. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a great night.
Job done. Off you go.